Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and... Hey, I'm kind of in the middle of something, so... A letter. From the health inspector. Why would... They're shutting down the bakery?!
Okay, Sig. Take it easy. Deep breaths. You need to calm down.
Calm down? How can I be calm? They shut down the bakery. That's it? I'm done for. I'm finished. I'm gonna have to, I don't know, be a knight or something? I don't want to do that. Armor is so heavy, Bee.
I know, buddy.
Does the notice list which health code the bakery is in violation of? Perhaps if we remedy the issue, they will allow us to operate again.
It doesn't. There's just some vague stuff about unsafe and unsanitary conditions, but that's not true. This place is so sanitary. I cleared out the last batch of flour just because it was weevil-infested in my cursed dream that wasn't even real. And okay, maybe it's unsafe sometimes, but that's usually because people are trying to kill me, not the customers.
Did you ask the person who gave you this letter?
He said the details of the order are under seal.
Under seal? What, like they're state secrets or something? Why?
I don't know. None of this makes any sense. I don't know what to do.
I came as soon as I got Bee's message. Don't worry. We'll have this all sorted out as quickly as possible.
Isadora?
Yeah. I called her after you told me what happened in case she could pull some royal strings and get this fixed. I didn't expect her to show up this fast, though. Seriously, I called you like barely half an hour ago.
I called the meeting I was in short and took the teleportation circle. I just couldn't let such an injustice stand.
You're running low on pie, aren't you?
That is entirely beside the point.
This is going to ruin my reputation. I can't have people thinking I run a dirty kitchen. I'll lose all my credibility.
I don't know, man. There's a pizza place I go to back home where someone literally took a picture of a rat covered in sauce running out of the front door. But it's the best dollar slice in a 3-block radius, so there's still a line out the door during the lunch rush.
I want to eat enchanted lotus paste and lie down.
I don't know what that means, but there's no need for that. As soon as I arrived, I marched over to the municipal office and demanded an explanation.
Why is it that when she speaks to the municipal office, it is acceptable, but if I offer to do it, then it is deemed overkill?
Well, first of all, she's not my employee. Second of all, looking into her eyes for too long doesn't drive people mad.
She does have a sword strapped to her back, though, to be fair.
I do? Oh, I left so quickly I completely forgot to change. That may explain how I got this so quickly.
You got the records unsealed?
I did. Apparently, the complaint was made by a nearby bakery owner, and they asked for the record to be sealed to prevent retaliation. I haven't gotten the decision reversed yet, but I'm confident the clear conflict of interest will weigh in your favour.
A nearby bakery? There aren't any bakeries nearby. That's why I opened up shop here.
Oh, I believe the bakery is new, and the name of the owner is...
Welcome to the Trademark Bites Bakery. I'm Sterling. And if you want cake or bread or whatever else you get at a bakery, you've come to the right place. Treats so sweet, no other baker can compete.
I don't believe this. This looks exactly like our bakery. He stole the whole layout. Even the sign.
Positively no adventures.
Oh, give me a break. He's never refused a call to adventure in his life. That is such a load of...
Are those the dulcet tones of customers I hear?
As if I'd ever buy anything from here.
Ah, Sig. Come to cheer on a fellow local bakery?
Fellow local bakery? You had me shut down.
Yeah, not really feeling the fellowship.
Oh, was your bakery shut down? That's so terrible. Can I offer you a macaron in this trying time? They really are excellent. At Trademark Bites, our sweet treats can't be beat.
I will be the judge of that.
Wait, don't eat that! That's my firewall. It's pinging something bad.
Dark magic.
Worse. Jerk magic. Did you get these macarons from a Direbeak student named Morrigan Redgrave?
He didn't just get them for me. I baked them for him. Hello, wandless wonder.
Ugh, Morrigan. Were you just in the back eavesdropping so you could make a dramatic entrance?
Jealous because you got a C in drama?
It's a stupid class! I thought it was going to be, like, theater, not literally being magically dramatic.
Why would there be a theater class at a magic school?
Excuse me for thinking maybe you guys valued the arts.
Morrigan. Wait, are you the girl who gave Bea the enchanted lotus paste?
Are you the one who ate it like a moron?
Morrigan was my first recruit when I decided to open up this charming little establishment. She's got a stellar school record at Hexwell, and I'm told she's doing very well in confectionery witchcraft.
You do know she's the runner-up for most likely to be the next Avatar of the Dark, right? My whole house has a betting pool, and it's like the guy who talks to vultures, and then her.
I don't buy into harmful stereotypes.
Harmful? She's the one who harmed me!
Oh, boo-hoo, I gave you a good dream. Calm down, Baker boy.
I do not think it is an accurate assessment to refer to a Lotus Eater curse as simply a good dream.
You prefer I give him a bad one?
I would prefer that you refrain from interfering with the lives and baking supplies of Bea and Sig.
And if I don't, what are you gonna do about it, big guy?
There are a great many unpleasant things I can do.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
I was summoned.
Impossible.
Is it just me, or did that crack of lightning come from indoors?
What the? Happy, are my readings wrong, or is that guy...
aberrant.
Meet my new friend, Sunny.
My designation is he who eats the sun and drinks the moon. But, as I am in a blood pact with Sterling, what he calls me is not my prerogative. Yet.
Vague, yet ominous.
Sterling, you have got to be kidding me. You made a blood pact with an aberrant one?
You made a blood pact with an aberrant one?
No, I didn't. I've told you a million times. Happy and I are just friends.
I like to think of myself and Sunny as friends as well.
You should not. The moment our contract is complete, our time together will be over, and your soul will be forfeit.
Less vague, just as ominous. Cool, hate that.
He doesn't mean it. It's a dialect thing. Words lost in translation. You know what it's like. I'm sure your aberrant one talks about your soul being forfeit all the time.
No.
Literally not one time.
You can't seriously believe that.
He's honestly one of my nicest friends.
The human describes you as nice. But it is no surprise. You have always been the weakest of us.
He who eats the sun and drinks the moon.
Happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage.
Are you getting a vibe, or...
Oh, there's definitely a vibe.
I see you've made no progress in securing the human position as Supreme Cultist.
I have made all the progress necessary, and I advise you to tend to your own affairs.
See, that's what an aberrant dialect sounds like.
Why is my nose bleeding?
You get used to it.
You have recruited an incompetent aberrant one for aid in the matters of baking. He could not make an adequate pound cake, let alone a toroid.
He doesn't want aid in baking. He wants aid in messing with me. I mean, come on, Sterling. It's not like you've ever been the most subtle guy in the world, but an aberrant one and a Hexwell student? You copied my bakery and my friends.
We are not friends.
I'm just here to screw with the toad.
At least they're being honest. Just drop the act.
Nonsense! I have simply gained a new appreciation for the profession you find so important. You refuse to take me up on any of my challenges to a duel.
Oh, you care so much about baking, huh? What's the first step in making a macaron?
Well, that's very simple. You hire a confectionery witch to whip up a batch, of course.
Unbelievable.
Come now, Sig. You're being very unsportsmanlike.
Said the person who had my bakery shut down.
I don't know what you're talking about, but, I'm happy to give you some tips on running a clean kitchen.
Oh, I am not going to take bakery advice from someone who doesn't even know how to temper chocolate.
I think the only one with a temper here is you. It's not good to keep that bottled up. Wouldn't it make you feel better to let it out? In a duel, perhaps?
That's your endgame. To get me to duel you? You did all of this to get me to duel you.
We have to fight eventually. The prophecy...
The prophecy is garbage! And it's not even about us dueling. I don't know why you're so hung up on that, but I'm not going to fight you.
You're a coward.
I'm a baker!
Fine! If you're a baker, so am I. And if I can't destroy you on the dueling grounds, then I'll destroy your bakery. You can't fight fate, Sig.
Watch me.
Oh, magic message from Isadora. She's got things all sorted out with the health inspector. You're back in business, Sig.
If you think I'm going to take this lying down, then...
Sig, let's just go. He's not worth your time.
Fine. We'll see who's the real baker here. Oh, and by the way, those macarons are cracked. The piping is terrible. You overmix the batter. You use so much food coloring that they're practically glowing. And don't even get me started on the...
Sig!
Coming. Episode 4, Can't Stand the Heat, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Carson Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee, and featuring Briar Zachary as Queen Isadora, Jack Malbin as Sterling, Katie Marie as Morrigan, and Dylan Duck as Sunny. Special thanks to Sarah Griffin. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter, @noadventurespod, for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Darling, where were you? Someone said you disappeared mid-meeting.
Marigold, I had to attend to foreign affairs.
Did you now?
Yes, of the utmost importance.
Izzy, you have pie crumbs on your face.
I can explain.
Hey, you!
You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city?
I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you.
This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people. Is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season, available now on QueerPG.